Hello there, listeners. It's 11 minutes past 11 on a Tuesday evening, and I'm bored and I'm not in the best of moods, so I figured, yeah, here's a good idea, I'll record one of these. And I can't quite get around the idea that these aren't like blog entries where you have to strenuously plan them in advance, but I thought, you know, I want someone to talk to. I'd say not in a good mood. So I thought today I'd talk about my knitting. I've been knitting since December 2008, I think it is. I suddenly got the urge to learn, and my mum taught me. So I've been knitting for just about 18 months now. Just finished my first pair of socks, which were a chore because the pattern was for somebody with small dainty feet, and my feet are quite long and thin. So I had to chuck in a couple of extra rows and knit them on larger needles than specified, just to get the stupid things to fit. I'm currently in the middle of knitting a sleeveless cardigan, which I started too long ago. But yeah, I enjoy knitting because it's a passive form of creativity. You know, I mean, okay, yeah, I do alter a lot of the patterns and change things, and there's a certain amount of creativity involved, you know, when it comes to choosing your initial materials and things, but once I'm actually in the middle of it, I'm just following the pattern. So I'm creating something, I'm producing something, but I don't have to actively think about it, because sometimes I might want to draw something or write something, but just really not feel in the mood at all. But at least if I'm knitting, I'm still scratching that itch to create, but I'm not having to actively put anything into it. And I mean, I can't exactly write and watch the telly at the same time, whereas at least if I just feel like doing something mindless, I can knit and watch TV, or knit and watch a movie, and it's not a problem. And it's a lot more portable than my writing as well, because I mean, my handwriting's terrible at the best of times, but trying to read my handwriting after I've been writing on the tube is ridiculous. And I mean, yeah, it's cool to have my netbook and everything, but I don't always have that with me, so I can't always write when I'm out and about. You know, but I can quite easily whip out my knitting needles and sort of start knitting something. Well, I've got too many projects on the go, much like my writing, which are all going to have to be reorganised according to how long I think they're going to take and when I'm likely to get them finished. The most exciting thing is the fact that I've actually been asked to knit some accessories to go with a friend's dressmaking competition outfit, so that's quite cool. But yeah, I don't know, it's just, I think if you're creative in one way, you're probably creative in a lot of ways, and knitting is that kind of crafty thing where it's an art and it's a craft. And I think sometimes you need that sort of solid, practical craft alongside something a little bit more esoteric like drawing or writing, in that I'm not creating something that's purely in my head, I actually have something to follow, I'm not working blind. And you know, sometimes you just need that. And I'm in such a horrible mood, I'm going to go and do some more knitting to relax myself. So I guess I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye.